Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Saturday the 24th of April. Hope you're all well. Thank you for the feedback for yesterday's pod. As I say, I think I probably agree with most people. The United fans, Betty Blogger has pointed out that a minor detail, as he says, Betty, always respect your knowledge, Jeff, that I said letting United go off and play in the World Club Championships, whatever year it was, was it 99 the year they did the treble? I generally can't, and he said that they were asked by the government and the FA as they thought it would help the World Cup bid. I can't remember genuinely the ins and outs. I do remember, I don't know what position he held at United. Was he chief executive or chairman or whatever? Martin Edwards saying that it was in the national interest. I know Fergie was dead against it. And I think the FA I think there was a plan to extend the season. And it got turned down. I know the FA were very much with get out to Brazil or wherever it was and play at the time. But Martin Edwards did say, I'm almost certain, it was in the national interest, which is, of course, nonsense. And basically the same thing stands. I think Man United Football Club, as in the players and the manager, wanted to play in the FA Cup, of course. And Man United Company, the business, the PLC, wanted to go across and expand their global image. I think that's basically where we're at the minute. All these clubs see this business side elsewhere. It's grown, it's escalated, as I said, and I can't see that you put the genie back in the bottle. You know, Arsenal fans out protesting last night. You know, they are the one thing Gary Neville did have right in his riposte last week is they are a shambles of a football club at the minute, and problems with the owners and the football side are miles apart at Arsenal, as they are at Tottenham. You know, the other clubs at least are delivering football success, so you can sort of partly justify what they're doing, you know, to the fans. Well, we won this, we won that, but the whole thing's a shambles, isn't it? But in just to show you how stupid things have got, in a week, and I know a lot of you aren't golfers, but in a week where we had all that with the football, and quite clearly, you know, there's absolutely no doubt that everything is about money. The PGA Tour of America, and I know, as I say, a lot of you aren't into golf, but the PGA Tour of America sort of had a hold my beer moment. And this just shows you how ludicrous things have got. The PGA Tour of America have found an extra $40 million, just found it lying around, that they're going to give out at the end of the season to what they're now calling something called the impact score, which basically they're going to give it to the six, to 10 players. I think the most important or the top player in the rank of 10 gets 8 million downwards. So they're basically going to give the top person 8 million based on things like their brand exposure and their Google search popularity. FedEx Cup rank, which the winner of the FedEx Cup gets 10 million anyway. And it's just absolute madness. It's absolute nonsense. It's the popularity in Google search, the Nielsen brand exposure rating, which places a value on the exposure player delivers to sponsors. Sponsors paying them fortunes anyway. Their Q rating, something they've made up, measures the familiarity and appeal of a brand. Their MVP rating, which calibrates the value of engagement a player drives across social and digital channels. And the meltwater mentions, which is the frequency which a player generates coverage across media platforms. For these sort of things, they found 40 million lying about, and they're going to give it out at the end of the season. 10 players, as I say, 8 million. The top 10 players as of now who would get that: Tiger Woods, not even playing, involved in a car crash, worth 500 million. Rory McIlroy, worth 150 million. Brooks Koepka, worth 100 million. Phil Mickelson, worth 400 million. Ricky Fowler, worth 80 million. Jordan Spieth, worth 110 million, Dustin Johnson worth 50 million, Justin Thomas worth 50 million, Justin Rose worth 40 million. These are the players that they're going to give that money to based on things like Google search engine rankings. These guys have got, they're just awash with money, these people, and all they want to do is give them more. It's just staggering. Why not go and build for 20 £2 million golf centres in areas where there's poverty and people don't get access to golf, and let people play for free in black neighbourhoods, whatever. Why not do that with the money? Then stand there and say, oh, Tiger, you're not playing, but you're good on social media. You know, people talk about you, still have another 8 million. It's the game, everything in sport. You know, I say it often, we were lucky, really lucky, to grow up in the 80s when they still earned fortunes, but there was characters and sport was not all about money, it was about characters, and you just saw great sport. Now everything, it doesn't matter what you do, football, tennis, golf, all of it, it is just awash with cash and more cash and more cash. Absolutely staggering. 40 million ER is 40 million for how popular you are on social media. It's just fucking disgusting. It really is disgusting. It's horrific. Tiger Woods, I mean, worth 800 million he's worth. 800 million, and they want to just say, I have another 8 mil at the end of the year. Absolutely incredible. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I see Spurs Trust had a meeting. I don't know how many people were there. I mean, they got 20,000 members, but I don't think they'd have all been taking part. But 90% want the Spurs board to resign. Liverpool Arsenal calling for fan representation on the board. I just can't see it happening. I cannot see it happening. Closed shops. Anyway, let's do some football. It is nice to gradually be getting back to normal, I have to say. I've got some football. I don't know where I put it. I actually even wrote it out so that I knew what I'm doing. Now I can't find it. That's that golf. Hold my beer. We're coming through with another 40 mil. Okay, so some home teams. I've written home teams. I haven't put the fixtures down. Let's get some order here. Right, so I've got a couple in the Championship. Cardiff, who obviously have been improving. They had a little rocky period since, but did really well when Mick McCarthy first went there. Then had a little rocky period, but had a good win, I think, the other day. It's not my favourite league. I'm not a massive on the Championship, but are they still? Yeah, no, they're struggling now for the playoffs, weren't they? Yeah, they've drawn their last three. But they are playing bottom of the table, Wickham, at home. And look good value to break that run and actually get a win. So Cardiff as a home win. Then two teams that have been, it's Battle of the Desperates, Blackburn versus Huddersfield. Blackburn home win. So these are all home wins. Blackburn at 2.1, look decent value. Look at teams here. All these teams seem to be teams that are struggling. You've got in Spain, Valencia are home to Alaves. I don't know what's happened to Valencia over the last few years since Gary Neville went there and made an absolute mess of it all. They just can't seem to get, you know, from the club they were, they can't seem to get back on track. Staggering down on 14th in the league. But they are home to Alaves. Alaves haven't won in five. And Valencia look decent value at 2.14. And then in Holland, I've got five altogether. In Holland, Netherlands, just checking prices while I'm doing it, is playing tomorrow. Feyenoord home to Vitesse. Again, I have Feyenoord just slightly odds on. Feyenoord 2.06 home to Vitesse. More of a top table of play. I think they're fourth versus fifth in that game. So Cardiff, Blackburn, Valencia, Feyenoord, and the final one is in France. French League One, again playing tomorrow. Lens versus Nimes. Why do I struggle? Lens versus Nimes. Lens versus Nimes. Fucking dreadful, isn't it? In the French League One. So they're the homes. I then like a first half goal in Germany at Mainz playing today versus Bayern Munich. So obviously it's Is it that game? I might have the wrong game here. Hold on a second. I think I have got the wrong game. Bear with me a second. I have got the wrong game. It's Freiburg. Apologies. Forget mates. I don't know where that came from. First half goal at Freiburg. Freiburg versus Hoffenheim. A first half goal in Italy. So that game, you can either do it at the start, wait 20 minutes, whatever you want. In Italy, Italian Serie A, kicking off today, 2 o'clock, over 2.5, Genoa versus Spezia. I think this is way too big. You know, I'm not saying there's going to be over 2.5 goal price, is way too big. Over 2.5, 2.28, you can get right in from the start, trade that on goals. Genoa versus Spezia, over 2.5. And also in Italy, playing tomorrow at 11:30, Benevento Udinese. Udinese are too big here. This is a game where I would back Udinese, and if they score, remove my liability. But Udinese versus Benevento in Serie A. That's an 11 o'clock game tomorrow. And as I say, that for me would be a get myself. I mean, you could green up if you wanted to. How you do these things is up to you. But Udinese, if they take the lead against Benevento, then trade it. So Holmes, Cardiff, Blackburn, Valencia, Feyenoord and Lens. First half goal at Freiburg, over 2.5, Genoa versus Spezia, and Udinese as an away trade. That is it. I won't be back tomorrow. I won't be back Monday. I will be back Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll talk a bit more about the Monday mindset and the practical setup. I'll have more details on that through this week, whether I do it on Tuesday or Wednesday, and looking to get people registered through the summer ready to take that forward. And that's it. Yeah, that's it. Have a lovely Saturday. Enjoy whatever you're doing this weekend. Hopefully it warms up. Good luck with your punting, and I'll be back with you all on Tuesday.